We're joined in this portion of our program on the K-Rock magazine at 92.3 K-Rock by Ronald Wineland, who is former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God and pastor and founder of the Church of God, PKG's book, The Prophesied End Time, as an interesting message about the end of the world, in a way. And we're going to talk about that in light of some of the discussion that we've heard going on in the period of time after the destruction from the tsunami in Asia. First of all, it's nice to have you join us on our program.
Thank you.
I guess let me ask you, as we begin this discussion, for your thoughts in this period of time after this awful event in Asia.
Well, that's what I've addressed in the book. It came out in June on the radio interviews and so forth that I've been having, telling people that things are going to intensify over the following year. There are going to be natural disasters as well as terrorism that is going to magnify itself, be magnified, as well as the intensity, obviously, and the time lapse in between is going to become less and less. They're going to be more frequent, in other words. And what took place over there is just a part of a whole of things that are going to become far worse in the following year, and the 3 years after that, very strong here in the United States as far as those kinds of things taking place right here.
A couple of thoughts come to mind. The first one is the reaction that you're getting when you deliver that message.
Well, I get there's a mixed bag out here. There are people who have different ideas about the end time. Every time something happens, I don't care whether it's earthquakes or a volcano, it's been that way for hundreds of years where people say it's the end of the world, it's the end of time, because the Bible says so much about it. But it just happens that we are at the exact end of 6,000 years that God allotted to mankind, and that's the things that are prophesied are beginning right now, and they're going to intensify. That's what makes this book unique, what I'm saying unique in the sense that I'm telling people this is what you're going to see over the next 4 years, and it's going to become far worse, and right here in the United States, to the point we'll have nuclear weapons go off here in the United States. And that's the only thing that really ever proves anything, whether it's really from God, whether it's true or not, is whether it really happens. And so the reaction is one of disbelief in a large part. Others believe that something's going to happen, they just don't know how. And so I understand their skepticism, and I don't expect people to believe. That's why the book was written in advance here, so that as these things take place, people can begin to believe and know what to do and why these things are happening so they can deal with it.
Let me ask you a question based on something you just said. You said you don't expect people to believe. Why not?
Well, it's the age-old story of 6,000 years. Man has not believed what God has told him, and the same is true now. So when someone comes along who does bring a message that comes from God and tells them what is taking place, people don't believe it until they begin to see evidence. As they begin to see certain evidence out here, then they can begin to believe. They'll begin to see, because look at the world. Look at this country alone. We have thousands of different people claiming to be of God, and yet they all differ. And if there be one God and there be one way and one truth, how come so much diversity? How come everyone doesn't believe the same thing? And the reality is there's incredible confusion. And so God's getting ready to reveal himself in a way that he never has to mankind. And that's, again, why some of this is written, to help people understand this is that time and this is what's going to take place.
The other thought I had as I introduced you in our discussion is, why this period of time, these years?
Well, it's all part of a purpose and a plan. God gave man 6,000 years. That's not when the world was created, but that's when man was first put on the earth. And living life was put on the earth at that time. Things were remolded and refashioned at that time. And God gave man 6,000 years to live his own way and to have his own governments. And he came at different times and told them what to do and how to do it and how they should be living. And all along the way, they've always rejected. They have misrepresented what he said. Even when Jesus Christ came along, he condemned every religion that existed at that time and told them they were false and told them they were wrong. And quite candidly, the same is true today. Traditional Christianity does not represent what Jesus Christ had to say. They turned away from the things he said very early on. And God's getting ready to correct that at the end of 6,000 years. That is his plan.
I didn't ask you at the very beginning of our discussion, and maybe I should have, in introducing you, because I introduced you as the pastor and founder of the Church of God. How do you explain what the Church of God is all about?
Well, It is it's a church that's continued since the time of Christ, 31 AD, when the church began in Pentecost. And it's always been a small church. A lot of people think that because they hear a lot about Jesus Christ and about God, that there's a lot of Christianity in the world. Well, the reality is there just isn't. And God hasn't intended over 6,000 years to have large numbers of people and large organizations all over the world. He is getting ready to do that. He's getting ready to reveal himself and Jesus Christ to come back to this earth a second time to be on this earth for 1,000 years. But he's let man go his own way in order to learn some of the greatest lessons of time and life. And it's an incredible story, and it's all contained in this book, and it really is quite long, but it's an awesome story about what is getting ready to take place. The United Nations has failed, governments have failed, the League of Nations failed, and that's what God has shown to mankind. You can try everything you want, but you're not going to succeed. You're not going to have the happiness, the fullness, the richness of life. You know, look at mankind. If we just obeyed one law that he gave about, you know, not bearing false witness, not lying, it'd be pretty hard to have politics today and all the things that come out of that. It'd be pretty tough if everyone were told, you know, you are to be faithful to one mate, and the families that would come out of that, the children. Today we have broken homes, the problems connected with those things. It's not a pretty sight.
When we talk about the topics that we're discussing here, some of the people who are listening to us, some of them may, in fact, even be shouting back at their radios at this point.
I agree.
Because they're going to, they go back to something you said earlier, they're going to disbelieve and, you know, not to be insulting about it, but they're going to say, these kinds of ideas are crazy.
Absolutely.
How do you respond?
Well, absolutely. The Jews weren't too happy when Jesus Christ came along and corrected them and told them that what you're doing is hypocrisy, it's wrong, it doesn't represent what God gave you. And man is no different today. That's what's taking place. Man is not going to receive these things kindly. People have different ideas about God. They have ideas that they're going to go off to heaven when they die, and yet that's not taught anywhere in the Bible. People are told that when you die, you go into the ground and you wait a resurrection. And God has a time for that. But for 6,000 years, people have lived and died. Jesus Christ came along and said, no man has ascended to heaven but he who came down. And later on, Peter on the day of Pentecost was saying that even King David, who was a righteous man, he was a man who was after God's own heart, he was a prophet, and he said he is dead and buried and in his grave to this day. He's not in heaven. And yet people get screaming mad about that. Well, what about my loved ones and so forth? Well, God has a plan for that, but it isn't going off to heaven. Same thing with hell. Hell in the Bible just means a hole in the ground. It means a Hades and Sheol in the Hebrew, Hades in the Greek. It simply means a hole in the ground. But we have made it, in traditional Christianity, or I should say traditional Christianity, has made it a place of suffering, of eternal torment. And what kind of a God would want people to be tormented for all eternity? That is so insane. So people don't like hearing those things, but that's the truth.
Well, and the obvious question that would come to mind, though, on the part of some of the people listening to us is, how could that God then allow, you know, the end of everything as we know?
Well, because of this timing, even there are a lot of things in history that, just take the last 100 years. Why hasn't technology, why wasn't it on the earth, why was electricity not discovered until the times of the last, you know, past 100 years and plus, before that, obviously, but let's talk, you know, 100 years here. We've seen a lot of technology. Why didn't that come on the earth 1,000 years ago, 2,000, God didn't allow it, because the point being is man was to have 6,000 years and he would not use that technology right. God has made it very clear that he is going to intervene at a specific time, and that time is just before man annihilates himself. We're getting ready to go into a third world war. It is the last war prophesied in the Bible, and man would literally annihilate himself if it wasn't for the fact that God intervened. We have nuclear weapons that can destroy this earth several times over, every living creature on it. And that's exactly what we would come to. So God is actually intervening to save man from himself. He's not causing this. Man has done it to himself.
Well, no, in listening to your words in this discussion, some of the people who are listening to us, I'm assuming, are going to say, well, wait a minute. If all that you're saying is true, then what do we do essentially to prepare for the end?
Exactly. There's the only thing that anyone can do is to start changing their life. It's the age-old story about repentance, about change. That's what the word means. It just means to change the way we live, to change the way we think, to accept what God says and receive what God says. It's not hard. It's about a lifestyle. It's about how people treat people. We don't do real well at that. A lot of selfishness.
Is it a realistic expectation in this day and age?
Well, they don't have it. Mankind is going to come to the point where he's going to be so humbled. We're talking about events in this nation that are going to take place where a third of this nation is going to be destroyed very early on when this happens. Two-thirds of the population are going to die, and the last third doesn't have it made. People are going to be humbled all over the world, but very specifically, there are things prophesied about this nation and Canada and Great Britain and Western Europe, very specific in Scripture about the end time. And it begins quite candidly with us. We fall. Europe arises as a very powerful state for 50 years. The church has been telling people that Europe was going to arise, they're going to have their own government, they're going to break down the barriers between those nations over there, they're going to have some kind of a union. They start out with a common market, now they're the European Union, now they want to become a stronger state. There will actually be 10 nations that come out of there who will be the last, what's called the last resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. It's the seventh revival. The sixth was Mussolini and Hitler. There's one more to go, this prophesied, and it's going to take place. And then China and Russia and those nations in Asia and so forth are going to arise against them. There's going to be a horrible world war, and they will use nuclear weapons. It's not a pretty sight, but that's where we are in time. We just happen to live at that point in history, and it's not a pretty thing. But, you know, if God didn't intervene, man would end up annihilating himself. This war would take place. That's just where we're headed. God just foretold us what was going to take place before it happened.
We're talking with Ronald Wineland on our program on K-Rock Magazine. I'm Bob Salter. He's former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God and pastor and founder of the Church of God. PKG's book, The Prophesied End Time, as he mentioned, was published and released, I guess, actually in June of 2004. How is that book available?
Well, people can go to a bookstore and order it if it's not on the shelves, pay for it, but they can also get it free if they go to our website. We're offering it free to everyone. It's www.the-end.com, and there's a button on there that says free book offer, order free book or whatever right there. They can just click on that tab, or they can go to a Reader's Digest if they don't have a computer. There's a nationwide ad right now in a Reader's Digest. Pick that off the store shelf and go in there, and it gives the address that they can order it out of Dallas, Texas. So, again, we're making it available to people for free.
When you talk about the idea of terrorism and acts of terrorism occurring, obviously the thought of 9/11 comes to mind.
Absolutely.
First thought I have for you is, on that fateful Tuesday, what was your reaction when you first heard what had taken place?
I think it was like a lot of people. I candidly didn't even want to talk about it. I was just kind of numb inside for a whole day. I was sick, seeing the suffering, and yet because of what I know too, I know that's only the beginning of some suffering. There's going to be a whole lot worse behind it. But it's hard to see people suffer. It's hard to see what we have to go through to learn the lessons we need to learn in life. And that was a horrific thing. But the reality is terrorism is prophesied to take place here, and it's going to increase. Al-Qaeda is going to succeed. We've stirred up a hornet's nest over there. We don't even realize what's taking place in that part of the world. They have their own end-time prophecies, and part of that is about a Mahdi that's going to arise. And even Muqtada al-Sadr, if you know what his army was called, they were called Mahdi's army because it has to do with a prophecy they believe about an individual who is going to arise at the end time that's going to help to fight against the infidels and those who are oppressing them. And that's how they see us, as oppressing them. They are gaining in momentum. They're not becoming less. They're gaining in popularity, and that's part of prophecy. We are in a hornet's nest, and we don't even know what we have there. It's going to come back and bite us because they do have nuclear weapons, and they are going to use them. And just like the news talking about coming to our port cities, it's very easy to smuggle things. We can only check 1% to 2% of all cargo coming into the United States on these ships. They know how to get these things in here if they're not already here. It's a horrible state, and just like New York, where you are, I feel horrible for people in some of the major cities because what's coming is going to strike them very powerfully, and it's not a small thing. It's a horrifying thing we're going to go through. But people will come to see that, yes, they were told, and yes, they are being told as these things go on, and they will have an ability to begin changing their life and a hope to live into a new world, because when these begin to really happen here in the United States, we have exactly 3.5 years of what's called the Great Tribulation. And if people know that they can hold on through that period of time, through a horrible time for mankind, there's going to be a new world right behind it. God's going to intervene and stop man from doing these things to himself.
I've got to ask you a question that I'm assuming some of the people who are listening to us also may be thinking, especially some of the people who are going to be skeptical about the words that you're sharing with us. The revelations that you are sharing, how did they come to you? And the other aspect of that is, why you?
I don't know. Why did God deal with different people throughout history? If you read the Old Testament, there aren't a lot of people written about. People think that God has worked with numerous people throughout time. He hasn't. He has a plan of working with specifically a group of people that are going to be able to come with Jesus Christ, 144,000 people over 6,000 years that he's worked with. And there is a part of a process. Why does God use certain individuals? I have no idea. I'm thankful that he has. I'm thankful to be a part of it. In one respect, I some ways don't like the job, but in one way, honestly, because it's not a pleasant thing bringing bad news, but there's good news behind it, but that's hard for people to understand sometimes. And, life's not going to be easy for me either, but I am a prophet, and I am sent by God at the end time here. We have not had prophets on this earth for a long, long time. We do now, and that's going to be, people are going to receive that with a lot of cynicism, a lot of sarcasm, but they're not going to have that for a long time as things begin to change.
And when we talk about the current political climate in the world, this concept or concepts of end times, based on something you were saying a couple of minutes ago, I want you to relate those two ideas. And also, the other thought I had is, isn't it difficult for people, especially in a culture and country like the United States, to understand how end times influence people in, you know, other parts of the world?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
In other words, how it is that they're driving, let's say, the thoughts based on what you were saying a few minutes ago of an Al-Qaeda.
You mean what drives them, why they feel the way they do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this will get into some stuff that people are really going to have a difficult time with, but there is a being who dwells on this earth. He was Lucifer. He became known as Satan, Lucifer, the adversary, the devil. He is a being. He is a spirit being that lives on this earth, and he has done a great job of deceiving mankind for 6,000 years. God has allowed him to stay here. We have choices to make as to what we're going to receive, and man has chosen to receive the deception because we want our own way. We want God to be like we want him to be toward us. That's why there are so many religions. If you don't agree with the Catholic Church, start your own church in England because you want divorce. Start the Church of England. You don't like certain other things, so Luther started a church. And then the Methodists come along, and then the Seventh-day Adventists. And where does it end? Man has gone on because he doesn't like something that someone else has to say about God. They start a different group. And we have mass confusion. And so as far as what this being is doing, he is putting it in the hearts and minds of people. The Holy Spirit and is a spirit from God that is able to communicate with the minds of individuals, lead them, guide them, give them help. There is a being on this earth who has a spirit. And we have a lot of things on our TV nowadays, too, that you can watch. Don't watch it, but people do, where people are able to fool around with supposedly those who are dead and able to tell things. Well, the reason they know so much is because there are spirit beings, and they know history. They know what people said, what they did, what kind of lives they had, and so they work in individuals. And so we're getting into an area here where people really fly off the handle because they can't even begin to believe that there's such a being, and yet God says there's such a being on the earth. But he's working with those nations. He's working with different ones because he knows he has just a short time left on the earth, and he's going to cause even greater confusion out of Europe and out of the Middle East and out of Asia.
Interesting thoughts shared with us by Ronald Wineland, who is former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God, pastor and founder of the Church of God, PKG's book, The Prophesied End Time, available through bookstores, also available for free through the website, the 3Ws dot the-end.com. I want to thank you very much for joining us and sharing this information. There's a lot of people who, as you mentioned, have heard your words in our discussion and probably had an immediate reaction one way or the other. But I think it's important to the discussion and also thought process that we share those ideas. Thank you for doing that with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much. I'm sure there'll be quite a reaction.
Yes, there will be.
What happens on the live shows when you are on?
Oh, I've been surprised. I've been amazed at how many people I was really expecting at the very beginning here because of just like talking to you. I know how people react. I mean, it sounds insane. It sounds so ludicrous. But there have been a lot of people who have responded very well, different hosts and so forth, different people that call in. There are individuals. The ones who have the greatest trouble are those who are deeply set in their religious beliefs. And if anything attacks that in any way or disagrees with that, they just can't handle it.
Interesting. Well, anyway, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Joining us.
Appreciate it.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye.